Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. As we continue our series, The Catch of a Lifetime, scriptures coming from Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11, we pick it up with the disciples' response to Jesus' request. We see that Jesus Christ had told Simon to let down his net for a draught of fishes, meaning a great multitude of fishes. Simon does this and is so overwhelmed with the amount of fishes that they caught in the net that their boat began to sink. And then they beckon the other ship to come and help. And it's so many fishes, the boats began to sink as they went to shore. And we see that Simon is and the people that were with him was so astonished at this great miracle that the Bible tells us in verse 8 that when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He calls Jesus Lord now, which signifies that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. The Lord is my shepherd. So now he sees that, hey, I can trust him. I can have faith in him. I can rest in him. As the Bible tells us in verse 10, it says, "And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Wow. If we only understand what was going on here, we see that those three disciples that were named here was, of course, Peter, James, and John. These are the inner circle of the disciples. These are the ones that seen the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. So we see that this is an important event here. Jesus tell them to fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. I was wondering, why did Jesus tell them to fear not? Well, there is no doubt that Simon Peter recognized his sin and the Lord's righteousness and understood whose presence he was in. And he said, "I'm a sinful man, depart from me." So the Lord was calming them down, said, "Fear not." And then I truly believe that the Lord was telling them not to fear also was because now they would have to leave their comfort zone. Simon Peter knew that he could have faith in the Lord. And he knew he was following the Lord afar and not close. But the Lord was now calling him to launch out into the deep and follow me with everything. I'm telling you that the Lord is telling you the same thing, to launch out in the deep. Too long you've been hanging around the shore, but not willing to give your all into the ministry of Christ and into the ministry of bringing lost souls to Christ. Let me tell you, I don't care what church activity you are involved in, if it's not in bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ, you have not launched out into the deep. Even in this same chapter, Luke chapter 5, verse 31 and 32, listen to what Jesus said. "And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." If you name the name of Christ, if you say I'm a Christian, which means I'm a follower of Christ, your mission should be his mission. His mission was to win lost souls for Christ, to God. And that should be our mission. We're involved in so many activities of the church, but we're fail the ministry of the church. And I'm not talking about a building, I'm talking about the ministry of the church of Jesus Christ, the church that he set up to bring all men, women, boys, and girls unto himself by faith, by the grace of God. Now, as we pick this up, we'll continue this next time and conclude our series on A Catch of a Lifetime.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.